Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15, I gotta tell you, I'm astounded. Cullen in there, Manning Master Control, telling me about some calls he's getting in a text. I'm getting here in the text line. And look, that's not everybody. I know that's a vocal few, but I thought coming into work today, considering that this tropical storm Raphael is going to be decapitated and we're not going to have to worry about it, considering, not perhaps for the Allen family, and it's never a joyous thing when somebody gets fired, but the Saints have taken a new direction. I thought people would be happy about that. I know the audience is majority conservative for WWL and very pro-Trump, and I thought that, man, this would be like a Saints win the Super Bowl kind of morning, but yet it seems like people are having a hard time being happy about winning. I don't know what the hell is going on here. And plus, you got LSU playing Bama over the weekend. Michelle Moore Jones, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans, also serves as Section Chief for Psychology. Good morning, Dr. Moore. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay? You okay?
I am here, and I'm with you this morning, okay. Here to talk about how to manage the morning.
How to manage stress, yeah. Somebody texted in about the psychology of this. I don't want to delve into politics at all, but they said, why are you surprised? It's the same thing that happens when a winning team tears down the goalposts, which I never did quite understand why you would tear down your own goalposts, but they do. Tell me what goes on psychologically with people before something like this and after something like this.
Yeah, I think it's a good point because it is a little bit, I think you could compare it to sports and that when one team wins, when people kind of take it too far, right? And it is what you call in sports is kind of that over-celebrating. And there is such thing as when somebody starts to boast too much and then you kind of put that in somebody's face and then how that makes somebody else feel. And then it makes people angry. It makes people defensive and that makes people upset. And then how it makes the other person feel because they have lost. And then it really takes that polarizing effect and puts people on this really divided side. And I think that's what you hear a lot of people talking about, really the divided tension between our nation. And a lot of people really wanted there to stop being this polarizing effect and really there to be more neutrality and there to be more of a middle ground. And how do we find that middle ground? And instead that being more of this polarizing effect. And that's what you find in a lot of those spaces is that you're either on this side or you're on that side. And I think a lot of people no longer want to have to feel like you have to pick sides.
So let me try to get the politics out of this. Let's just talk about being a gracious loser. What are some? I shouldn't have said it that way, I shouldn't have used the inflection that I did. But let's talk about being a gracious loser. How do you go about being, generally speaking, whether it's sports, politics, even an argument with your significant other, a gracious loser?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think a really good way to put it, because there is such a way to go about that of saying, you know, how do I have some humility of saying I I didn't win, and but I can still maybe see the perspective of other people, and maybe I can be curious of trying to understand where you might be coming from, and trying to understand of how do you view the world? How do I understand what your experiences are like in the world? And maybe I can actually, I think it's hard for people to say, oh, I'd like to celebrate with you and I want to acknowledge your win. And I think it's hard for people to say, I want to congratulate you as well. But I think you can also say that I'm not going to take the emotional side to the extremes. So how do you remain more emotionally neutral so that it doesn't become emotionally to the point of anger and disdain and rage? I think that's where we have more problems, is when, from an emotional standpoint, of we get into these really negative emotional spaces, and then we're hurtful to one another. And that's where we see more problematic relationships and more disputes and more arguments, is when we say hurtful things that then we sometimes regret after the fact. And then we're really hurtful to one another whenever we allow emotions to get to those darker places that then aren't also productive to conversation.
And I would think it can also cycle or circle where the best thing you can do is just let it go.
I think you can, and I think sometimes it's important to realize when you need to walk away from an emotionally heated conversation, and when maybe you do need to step back and say, you know, I don't think this is a good time for me to talk. And I think that's true just in any difficult conversation. When we say, you know, I don't think I'm in a space to be able to talk about this right now, maybe later we can talk. And, you know, I think we've got holidays coming up, and we often talk about, you know, there are some conversations, some topics that maybe you don't bring into the holiday dinner table. Maybe pick a different topic. And maybe that's not the right setting to have that conversation.
And we have to take a break. But I mean, internally as well, Dr. Moore, in that, okay, the election's over, the game's over, the court case has been ruled. I'm trying to think anything else that would be of a competitive nature.
Right, time to move on.
That's what I'm saying. Just, it's like it's over. Time to move on. You got to get that within yourself, right?
Correct. That is true.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll talk about being a gracious winner with Dr. Michelle Moore, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans, serves as Section Chief for Psychology, 821 Traffic Now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, thought it'd be a good idea to check in with our friend, Dr. Michelle Moore, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at LSU Health New Orleans, serves as Section Chief for Psychology. Dr. Moore, have you ever been able, and I know you've done a lot of research into what's wrong with me or not.
You know, I've tried, but it's very hard.
A lot of work,
a
lot of staff involved there. That's and resources, not to mention resources. You'd need a special session just to fund that alone. No, but seriously, when it comes to being a gracious winner, what are some of the rules, whether it's a sporting event, a campaign, an argument with your spouse, rules to being a gracious winner? Because I know in sales, one thing they always tell you is when somebody says yes, shut up. Right? Don't keep talking. And it seems as though sometimes that philosophy could be applied to relationships where when you get your way, just shut up, let it go. There's no need to keep pushing. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Yeah. So I think we all know how good it feels when we win something. And we all know what it feels like to lose. We've all been on both sides of that at some point in our lives. And I think it is true that if you're around other people where you're both on that same side of we both won and that's great and we can really talk about that and maybe we're continuing that conversation because we identify in that same way. So maybe that conversation continues a little longer. But say you come across somebody where you realize, oh, I think we're maybe not identifying the same way. And so we have a difference of opinion here. So maybe you realize that and you decide, like you said, maybe we stop that conversation here. We just acknowledge that. But we also acknowledge that in the grand scheme here, that we're all here for the same reason. And we all live in the same country. And we all, at the end of the day, really want the same things, right? So we may not have voted for the same person. You know, we just kind of establish that and we acknowledge that. But we don't need to dig that into the ground, and I'm not going to keep honing in on that point and keep boasting about that. I think that's where we kind of cross that line, and that's where we can realize the feelings can start to get really big. And just as before, we were talking about those negative feelings come out, right? If we start to then kind of go with the other side of that spectrum of we start to get too boastful with our feelings, and we start to realize, read the room, right? Mm. If you read the room and you realize that you're getting really these positive big emotions and the other person is really going in the opposite direction, might be time to kind of simmer down and to start to take a step back maybe shift to a different topic, you know, of realizing that in that space that maybe it's time to calm down and maybe we shift to a different topic.
And we have a minute left. I do have to address with you mending fences after a contentious campaign and election.
Yeah, and so I think we saw this in past years and past elections that sometimes you can mend the fences and sometimes we can't. And there are some fences people have found that have been really hard to mend. And ideally, you want to see if you can learn from other people. Try to be curious. I want to learn from your perspective. Maybe we don't think in the same way. We don't always agree, but can we agree to disagree? And can I learn from you? I'd like to understand more about why you think that way. Can you do that in a non-defensive way? You can actually really learn a lot about other people and maybe really open up your own worldview if you actually take time to truly listen to what other people have to say, which would be really my greatest advice for how do you can really mend the fence.
We're not always right. None of us are. Thank you, Dr. Moore. I appreciate your time. One thing I want to say, too, I played that song United We Stand before about playing with my kid on a couch. When you get right down to it, we're all just people playing with our kids on a couch, right? I mean, we're all just fellow people trying to get through it one day at a time. So maybe give each other a break.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.